All right, now the subject matter of today's Fact or Bullcrap, I'm going to have to apologize for round one, the first half. It is a subject that Tom wanted us to delve into and get some questions about.
Sure.
And so I apologize if you have young ones in the room. It may not be age appropriate for them, but here we go. The first half, by the way, what's the score? How are we doing?
Tom leads 18-13. We tied last week.
I thought won last week. Didn't I win last week?
No, it was a tie.
It was a tie? Okay. All right.
All right, so here we are. The first half of Fact or Bullcrap. You know how it's done. I make a statement. The two gentlemen battle to the death and figure out if is it true or false. The subject matter is celebrities who have been caught with professional ladies.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Senora Stellanucci.
All right. statement number one. Mistress number one in the Tiger Woods scandal was actually a prostitute. Fact or bullcrap? Mistress number one.
No, I think she was a. I think she was an actress/model.
I kind of think she was a dancer, nightclub manager person.
So this is bullcrap.
I think we're both landing on bullcrap here.
Yeah, no, it is bullcrap. Yep, it is definitely bullcrap. Her name was Rachel Uchitel. At the time, she worked at a concierge for a VIP place in Las Vegas and in New York. But Tiger was also accused of hiring a few ladies. A woman by the name of Michelle Braun claimed that Tiger ordered escorts from her six times in 2006 and 2007, spending $60,000.
Which is pocket change for him.
Why? Every one of his mistresses looked exactly the same.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, number two. Rapper Eve was accused of hiring a male prostitute in 2007. Fred Garvin, male prostitute.
I think Eve, I'm not familiar with her music, but I think she's fairly obscene and, you know, out there. So I believe this. I will say this is fact.
I agree. Fact.
No, it's bullcrap.
Oh, really?
She was accused of spending several hours with a female prostitute at a hotel in Miami.
A trick question.
Awkward.
Yes. Statement number three. In 2011, Jason Biggs from the American Pie movies was accused of hiring a professional lady.
Don't you know who I am?
Mm-hmm.
I'm that guy from that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we haven't had a fact yet, so it's about time. I'll say fact as well.
Yeah, it's a fact. And it was for him and his wife.
Okay.
She
outed
him. Yeah, nice.
How do you bring that up with your wife, honey?
Shall we play checkers or shall we? All right, number four. Charlie Sheen has admitted to giving money to his former goddesses, but claims he's never actually paid for intimate relations. Fact or bullcrap?
Oh, that's bullcrap. He has said on many occasions that he uses professionals, so he doesn't have to worry about paternity suits and all of the crap that comes with the relationships in Hollywood. So this is bullcrap.
But Charlie Sheen's ego may be so big that he might say that he's paying for something other than the actual sex.
I think he said that he pays them to leave.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what he said.
All right, so bullcrap.
Yeah, it is bullcrap. Back in 1995, he admitted to hiring at least 27 different call girls from the Hollywood Madam Heidi Fleiss.
But I pay them to watch my kids or to clean the house.
Now, here's the thing. He only spent $50,000 on 27 different girls.
So why is this bullcrap? It should be fact.
Charlie Sheen admitted to giving money to his former goddesses, but claims he never actually paid for sex. He has paid for it. He admitted he's paid for it. So it's bullcrap.
Okay.
All right. In 2009.
I misunderstood the question.
I'm inside the mind of Charlie Sheen, and I've made the correct diagnosis.
Wow.
But that's you were right. So that's exactly what he said. I pay them to leave in the morning, to not be there in the morning when I wake up. That's exactly what he said.
2009.
What Yankee woman would tolerate that line?
I don't know. It depends on how many zeros are on the check. In 2009, Yankees star Derek Jeter was accused of arranging meetings with call girls. Fact or bullcrap?
Well, you're using the term accused.
In 2009, Yankee star Derek Jeter was accused of sleeping with call girls.
I think that's fact. I don't think it was ever proven. But since you used the word accused, I will say that this is fact.
I think this is fact also.
It's bullcrap. It was his teammate A-Rod. Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
Trick question again.
A madam named Kristen Davis said she hooked up A-Rod with several different high-priced girls back in 2006. She's also the one who hooked up former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer with the lady he got busted for. All right, let's move away from that subject.
It's 3-2.
I'm behind 1-2 here, yeah.
All right, now the second half is a little bit more honorable. Celebrities who may or may not have been veterans.
Okay.
Ready? Number one, Chuck Norris is a veteran. Fact or bullcrap? Answer carefully. He may be listening.
I don't think that he is a veteran. I think that's bullcrap.
I believe it's bullcrap as well.
It is a fact. He was in the Air Force and was introduced to martial arts while he was stationed in Korea. Number two, comedian Sinbad is a former Navy SEAL. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe that's fact.
No, I think it's some other entertainer that is a former Navy SEAL. This is a trick question. I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. He is a veteran, however. He was in the Air Force in the late 70s and early 80s.
Tied 3-3.
Jesse the Body Ventura is a former Navy SEAL.
And doing a great disgrace to those honorable individuals, I may add. Actor Paul Newman was a pilot in the Navy. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe that's fact.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, fact.
It's bullcrap.
Oh, you were so sure of it, you talked me into it.
He wanted to be a pilot, but couldn't because he's colorblind. He ended up becoming a radio operator and a gunner and served in the South Pacific during World War II.
So we're all tied up with two questions left. Huh?
Yep, here we go.
Before he became a rapper, Ice-T was in the U.S. Army. What? Before he became a rapper, Ice-T...
One of the bad boy rappers has indeed served in the Army, but I don't think it's Ice-T. I think that's bullcrap.
I believe it is fact. I believe he was an Army Ranger.
It is fact. He served for 4 years in the 25th Infantry.
Okay.
All right. Number five. Last
ahead
one.
Ahead by one.
Bob Ross. You know the guy from The Joy of Painting? Oh, happy little trees. Happy. You know the guy I'm talking about?
Yes,
Big
I do.
Big Fro.
Yeah,
he's on
okay.
PBS. All right.
He encourages you to paint along at
yes.
home.
Yes. Come on, paint along. Come on, kids. Mom and Dad won't mind if you use the wall. Rob Ross from The Joy of Painting used to be a drill sergeant. Fact or bullcrap?
Right, you have to go first.
Well, that's too ludicrous to be anything but true. I'll say this is fact.
All right, bullcrap for the tie.
It's fact.
Yes!
Before he was on PBS, he served 20 years in the Air Force and spent part of that time as a DI.
I'm surprised he doesn't tell the people at home to drop and give me 20, you maggots!
I kind of see him in Jarhead making the guy play the trumpet with no trumpet.
Yeah, can you imagine, though? Oh, let's do some happy little push-ups. Happy little... Oh, friendly, running 20 miles to
you. You know, after... 10 hours of screaming. Yeah. I suppose he wanted something quiet to do in his off hours.
I can just say
paint the artillery range right over
yeah, exactly.
There.
Oh, see, now here's where we kill everyone. This is lovely. WSAU, we'll be right back.
So, a little bit about me. I played football in high school and in college. That's true. You know, the most dangerous part of high school football has nothing to do with getting hit. It's forming your plastic mouth guard. The thing doesn't fit your teeth yet. You have to take it out of the wrapper and dip it in the scalding hot boiling water till it gets nice and gooey, and then take it out and bite on it so it forms to your teeth. The whole time it's bubbling, you're going, oh no. Why didn't I run cross country? I didn't want to feel that pain. I just took a hammer and smashed all the teeth out of my face. I figured that would hurt less than biting this lava magma candle wax from the center of the sun.
Feedback at 8, The Jerry Vader Show at 9 on WSAU.